Grab a Bible from the back. Come find a seat. Awesome. Good job, Mark. Can you get the lights? Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. While you guys are sitting down, super quick plug. If you are a senior in the room and you're looking for what to do this summer, SLI is happening and it's awesome and it's a paid internship at church. Ernest did it last year and it's great. If you have a brother or a mother or someone you want to do it or you want to do it as a senior, don't have your mom do it because she's too old for this. Sorry. I'm just going to pass a couple flyers. There's more in the back. Think about it. Let me know. It's awesome. Okay, before we get started, here are a couple of random facts. Did you know, okay, what did we celebrate on Friday?
Pi Day.
Pi Day, good. What? Pi Day, okay. What other day was it? Do you guys know? Do you guys want to know what other national holidays it was? Learn about Butterfly Day. Who learned about a butterfly on Friday? Okay, no. And then National Potato Chip Day. Okay, yeah. Anyone have potato chips? Did anyone have pie on Pi Day?
Coincidentally.
Okay, good. Today, just so you know, is Everything You Do Is Right Day. Good job. Good job. And Freedom of Information Day. So, that's random.
It was also Albert Einstein's birthday.
Oh, wow. On the 14th? On Pi Day? Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to pray for us when we get started. Lord, thank you so much for this awesome opportunity that we had to worship. Thank you for drawing and Play-Doh and sand and all these fabulous ways that we could really engage you. And I pray that as we look at your word, you would get us prepared and that you would work in our hearts. And like the Play-Doh, that you would have your way with our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. So I am going to invite up Jim and Bree, and they don't know that, but it's a surprise hangout with them. So can you guys come up for a second? So I'm going to ask you guys a few interview questions, no pressure, and come from the perspective of roommates, not spouse.
Okay.
And so there's no right or wrong answers, just be as honest as you can. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a roommate?
Myself?
Yourself.
Like a 6.
A 6, okay. Jim?
I'm probably a 5.
A 5, okay. Next question, how would you rate the other person?
A 6.
Okay. How would you rate Bree?
An 11.
An 11. Wow. Good answer. Okay. So in your guys...
Liar.
No lying, Jim. What did I say about being honest? Okay. So in your guys' opinion, what makes a good roommate?
Someone who's clean.
Good. Awesome. And do you both feel like you do the chores that you are assigned to?
Why are you asking me?
I'm just switching off.
No.
All right. Don't ruin my analogy for me, Jim. Okay. What kind of house rules do you have? Like no shoes on the bed or couch, or do you guys have any like unsaid or said house rules?
The toilet seat goes down.
Good.
He takes out the trash. I pick up the stuff in the living room and he does the dishes.
Nice. Do you have any to add to that?
I cook.
Okay.
And unspoken rules.
I do the laundry.
She does the laundry.
Okay.
And yeah, that's about it.
Okay, awesome. And then, so if somebody did not do their part, how would you feel like if they never apologized about it or like owned up to it?
I usually like confront before we get to that point of me being resentful. I just am like, there's dishes.
Right.
Do these things.
But then does Jim do them, or does he like, they're not there, and stomp out of the house and ignore you?
He doesn't do that.
Okay, good. Good. That's good. And then what could your roommate do to show you that they appreciate you as a roommate?
Say thank you.
Okay.
And do their part.
Okay, and do their part. Awesome. Thank you. Give them a hand. Awesome. All right. Next slide. Oh, I have a little thing. Let's see if it... No, we'll, okay. So can you guys go to John 14? We are talking about 16 verses today. So John 14 is super awesome. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to have everyone read one verse. We're going to pass around the mic. And so we're going to start in verse 15. We'll start with Hayden. It's on page 771 in here.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Well, 16. 14, 16.
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
It's comma.
17. Verse 17.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world can not receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
18.
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
Awesome. 19. Ethan, we can...
Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live.
Awesome. Verse 20.
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
21.
Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And yet who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and manifest him to him.
Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?
Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Whoever
does not love me does not keep my word, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me.
These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you.
26.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe.
Verse
30. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father.
Rise, let us go from here.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Okay, so look at those 16 verses really quickly and tell me, how many times does love appear, the word love? No. Not 13. There may be money as a prize. Edible money. Not 9 times. Try again. Well, you can bribe someone else with the money if you're allergic to it. 7, wrong. No guessing. You have to guess. What? 10. Nice. You get, wow, look at that, 5 gold coins. That's a lot. All right. And then someone tell me how many times it mentions, like, commandment or keeping God's word. That's a little bit harder. No. Who said 6?
I did.
26? Did you count, or are you guessing?
I
Yeah, that's right. Good job, Dylan. All right, awesome. So love and commandment. Okay, if you're in a bad relationship and they say, do what I tell you to do because that means you love me, that's a bad relationship. Okay, so if your boyfriend or girlfriend is like, you don't love me because you didn't like X, Y, or Z, whatever, that's wrong. Get out of that relationship. However, with Jesus, because he's perfect, he's never going to be like, you didn't cook me dinner, and that means you don't love me. He's like actually saying something honest here and really good, because he only wants the best for us. So what's going on in this passage? Has anyone ever had like a really good friend or a mentor leave them? So for me, I had a mentor in high school. Her name was Kay. She was this older lady, and she spent her Friday mornings with me, and I would ask her lots of questions, and she kind of guided me, because I came from a non-Christian home, so I had no clue what these like words were saying. I was like, I don't understand. And when she died, I was very a little bit like, who am I going to ask questions to? Like, I have to like form new mentor or find new relationships. Like, this is really awkward, because she loved me, and she had all the answers. And she would really help me a lot. So I felt this like sense of like my crutch gone. And the disciples here, Jesus is like, you know, yo, I'm leaving. Peace out. And they're like, what? You say confusing things and then you ask us to do confusing things, but at least you're here with us. And so we can ask you like, dude, what was that about? Wow, did you see that time that you turned in all those fish to like a lot of them? So they can ask him. But with him gone, he says, if you want to prove to me that you love me while I'm gone, do what I told you to do this whole time. These last 3 years that we were hanging out and I told you to do all these impossible things. Do that and then I'll know you love me. So obviously that's a very scary and daunting task, right? Because it would kind of be like if Isaac came in to the worship band, did one practice a couple of times and then said, okay, peace, you guys are going to do it on your own forever. And you're like, it was just like one jam session. Like, that's not enough. I don't know how to play this instrument. So it's kind of how they were feeling. And they were, then he kind of tries to comfort them in this passage and says like, okay, even though I'm asking this impossible thing of you, I'm going to send you someone to help you. So that's the Holy Spirit, right? So what does the Holy Spirit do in this passage? You can kind of look through it or in your Bible. There are three main things that he does. What do you guys see that the Holy Spirit does or will do when God sends him? All right, someone look in verse 16 and see what it describes the Holy Spirit as.
Helper.
A helper. Awesome. Okay, so Jesus is like, I'm going to send this guy. He's a helper. So he's not going to be like a slave master who's like, ah, more push-ups. That's not him. Okay, good. Verse 17. What is he going to be doing there? What's the action item for the Holy Spirit?
Dwells,
right? So he's like here, dwelling in us. He's not like next door, or you don't have to like drive after school with your non-existent car to get there, or you don't have to like text him and see if he's available. Like, he's there. Okay, and in verse 25. Oh, 26. Sorry. You're right. 26. Teach. Awesome. And guess what? The Holy Spirit is so awesome of a teacher. He's much better than Jim and I combined, plus 1,000. Like, he is the best teacher. And he's the one when you're like trying to figure out the scripture and you're like, dude, you just like talked about the tabernacle and I don't know what that means. He helps you figure that stuff out because it's very complicated sometimes. And so he's a great teacher. Okay, so let's go to the next slide. Awesome. Can someone read this verse? It is John 14, 2 through 3. I will bribe you with money chocolate. Thank you, Harry.
In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also.
Awesome. So he's like, okay, I'm going to go, but I'm going to go prepare a home for you. Who here shares a room or has ever shared a room with like a sibling? Okay, yeah. So he's like, you have your own place in heaven, happens to be the best place ever, and I'm going to make a spot for you. It's going to be your spot. So that's really awesome. Okay, so can someone read the next verse, which is John 14, 16 through 17? Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Natalie. Candy coming your way. Okay, so this is the dwelling thing. Okay, so he says he's going to go make a house for you, and then he says you're the house that he's going to hang out in. That's pretty crazy. Okay, next verse. Who wants to read that one? Okay, thank you.
Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
Awesome. So he's saying this crazy thing that, like, not only in heaven do we have a house, but God has decided he wants a house. And he wants a house on heaven, and it is each one of you, and it is each one of us. And that is crazy, because I don't know if you know this, but we happen to not be the best houses. If you really think about what we do in our lives and what we how we live our lives, sometimes we know that we're not the best houses. So actually, God wants to move in and wants to be your roommate. Okay, see how this is all coming together? Awesome. So, what do you think God's requirements are for you being his roommate? What do you think? God's like at the door, like, dude, I signed my little lease form, but we're going to have some mutual things going on here. So what are God's requirements for you guys to be roommates? Natalie? Right. Not just completely ignore him, have a relationship with him. Good. Anything else? Yes, Michelle. Okay, to follow his commandments, right? That's what he's been saying this whole passage. He's like, if you love me, you will follow my commandments. And if I love you, then, you know, like, I will love you because of that. And the Father will love you. And I'm going to follow God to show that I love him. So that's kind of what this whole passage is about. So I just want to talk super briefly about what his commandments are. And I want to ask you, is it reasonable for God, the roommate, to ask you to follow all of his commandments in order to be a roommate? And to me, honestly, like, I would know that I'm not the best follower of all these commandments, right? But I want to know what they are. Not just like if I came to your door and said, hey, I'm moving in, but you have to do everything I say. What would you say to that? All right. Oh, sweet. I'll tell Jeff I'm moving because I, like, will tell you to do lots of things like clean my room and for me and stuff. Okay, but what would you really say if someone came to your door and was like, I'm going to move in, but I'm going to tell you what to do and you're going to do it? No. No, right? Go back home. You're weird. Slam the door, right? That's weird. But for God, let's look at what the commandments are. So it's on the next. That's good. So actually, these are all of the promises in this passage, 16 verses of love that he gives to us. And they're really great. I mean, like, he's going to give you a helper, the Spirit of truth. You get to know him. He will not leave you as orphans. He will come to you. You will see him. You will live. He packs it full of, like, you have to do what I say. However, look at what I'm bringing to the table. So it's like you put an ad out for, like, $50 for rent, and he's like, I'm going to give you $1 million, okay? But you have to do what I say. And what I say happens to be the best interest for you. It is not like 50 burpees every morning because I want to see you throw up. It's like, eat some of your vegetables so you don't die from too many donuts in your life. Okay. Yeah. Or pie. You know, whichever you prefer to gorge on. So what is God really asking? What are these commandments? So let's go to the next slide. So the only time commandments have been mentioned in John before this passage are these verses. So I'm just going to read them. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who has sent me himself, given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know his commandment is eternal life. So the first time commandment is mentioned in John, he says his commandment is eternal life. So actually, it's not about even something you need to do. It's about that God wants you to live and live forever in glory. And the second one is a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Does that remind you of any other commandments you've heard? No? Okay, so this is a new concept. Awesome. You're supposed to love one another. And the way that Jesus loved him, loved others, which is very sacrificially. So those are the commandments. It's not, again, the burpee throw up thing or like, can you, you know, like clean the toilet for me with a toothbrush while licking it? Like, no, he doesn't want you to do gross things like that. That's nasty. He really wants you to love others very sacrificially. So that is a really hard commandment, but it's such a great one. So how well do you love God? How well do you love this roommate who's hanging out? Do you ignore him? Do you like, oh, hey, what's up, and hide in your room? Like, is your room a complete mess and you like only clean like the counter when he's around? Or do you hang out with him? Do you get to know him? Because he happens to be like Mr. Clean, and he's really great at getting out all those cobwebs and tackling the spiders. And also, I know you guys don't think you believe in them, but I know you do, the monsters under your bed and in your closet. God is really, really great at tackling those. And we all have, like, our house, our body, our lives are these scary things. We encounter scary truths. We encounter scary people. Isaac shared a little bit about some of the scary stuff that happened in his life. And you hear all the leaders have some of that. And God is the best person to deal with that. Because, I don't know, if you and I tackle the monsters and the spiders, it's just not going to go so well. There's going to be a lot of screeching. Probably not on my end, probably on yours. Just kidding, it'll be on mine. So I want you to ask yourself, are you a good roommate with God? Because he is the bestest roommate. He gives you the $1 million, not only in real cash, but in chocolate, because he loves you that much. Not in real life. Sorry, going on a tangent now. He bakes you pie, your favorite one. And he's just really a loving and sweet roommate. So if you were to rate God as a roommate, it would be 11. And if you were to rate yourself as his roommate, what would you rate yourself as? And I don't know if you guys think about how crazy this concept is, but like, why would God want to be in us? That is like just crazy. Okay, so that's, it's a little bit like, name a like celebrity you like. Anyone?
Adam Young.
Okay, Adam Young. It's like if he came and hung out, wouldn't you like clean your room and like make cookies and I don't know, like do something special to like show that you like weren't just like, you're not like opening the door in your sweats and being like, yeah, lead him to the closet where all of your like shoes are hanging around. So you'd like clean up, and yet God is like, I see all your junk and I'm still gonna hang out with you. So that's pretty cool. I just want you guys to like remember that, because that is just really, really awesome. And he is so forgiving. So like Bree and Jim were saying, if they apologize, they're still good roommates. That's part of it, right? And so it's not like God is expecting perfection. He wants us to have this relationship with him, hang out with him and go like, I know I didn't do the dishes. I know they've been there for 4 months and they're growing mold. I know that the blueberries are like becoming a blueberry tree, which doesn't even exist because it's so nasty. I'm really sorry. And what does God do? He wipes it away. He literally cleans the gross blueberry tree. So just keep that in mind. And the puke from all the burpees. So he cleans that up too. So I'm just going to close this in prayer. But I just want you to remember that God as your roommate loves you. God commands you to eternal life. And that is pretty awesome, because most people don't command you to do like really great things like, I demand that you eat as much pie as you can, or like, I demand that you like have fun. So that's kind of what he's doing. It's hard, but he will help you. He will help you along the way. All right. Dear Lord, thank you so much that you are the best roommate. Thank you that you have our best interest in mind. Thank you that you don't want us to die of donut overdose. Or on a more serious level, thank you that you don't want us to go on the road of destruction, doing things and hanging out with people that you don't want us to do. Thank you that you have our best interest in mind. And when there are scary things in life, when there are scary situations that terrify us, that just chill us to our core, Lord, thank you that you are the comforter, that you have sent your Holy Spirit to be with us. Because, God, we all need help. We all need help, and you are here close by, ready to help us. And I pray that we would call on your name, that we would be good roommates with you and hang out with you and get to know you and not just ignore you and put you in the closet. Because, Lord, you do not belong in the closet. You belong in all of our house. Thank you for being such an awesome God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Give you a round of applause. Isn't that nice?
That is nice. More chocolate.
we're just about out of time. We have about 5 minutes left. So, yeah, those are tough things to think through. Are you being a good
roommate with God.
Thanks.
So I'm just going to, we're going to close up for right now.
There's one more slide.
Remember Isaac's artwork is up here.
Yeah,
talk to Isaac about,
one, sorry.
Which
one?
Just about that song
that
he talked about, or just
click
more about
more
his
further.
Life.
Do one more
next
click.
Week, I think we should
one
surprise
one.
Him.
Just press one more click.
And
right.
Let's have Ryan speak. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys good with
don't
that? Just kind of have him do it. Yeah, you guys all good with that?
How did you click it before?
People in the back? Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, cool. We'll have Ryan do it next week. If you guys are seniors, please
just so they can think
consider
about it.
SLI. It's a great opportunity for the summer.